Welcome to Shamanic Lawyer. This is a call-in show to guide you in real-life situations like love, career, purpose, pets, and family. Having experienced years in the legal arena, Dr. Vicky has continued her soul's journey into modern-day shamanism. She combines both of these worlds to benefit you in creating new possibilities for your current situation. Is divorce still upsetting you? Want to find your life's purpose? Discover what's missing in your life? Well, then change your contract, change your life. Listen or call in for insights, guidance, and guests from all walks of life. And now, relax on your soul's journey and enjoy Shamanic Lawyer with Dr. Vicky. Well, hello, everyone. I am Dr. Vicky, and welcome to Shamanic Lawyer. Why in the world would anyone want to go to a shaman in today's world? Wow, that's what this hour is going to be about. I'm excited to be with you. I'm excited to be live here in Georgia, in the North Georgia Mountains. And I don't know where you are, but I feel you. So, and I'm also a card reader. So if you have a question and you want to call in, you know, just feel free to do that. This has been very exciting to me on this journey, because I've been doing spiritual work for over 40 years, started when I was a baby. Anyway, I have been to healers, astrologers, numerologists, and many more type energy healers, like, you know, Reiki and advanced Reiki and spiritual energy dynamics, and I love them all. And they all work, and they all work together. Yet there was still something missing in my life. And I couldn't figure it out. And by the way, I want to just give you a definition of shaman. There are many definitions, but the one that I loved and that resonated with me is a shaman is one who knows. They also journey, but this was a definite dictionary definition, one who knows. So when I went to discover what was missing, I believe it was Unity. I can't remember exactly when it was, but I saw this advertisement about Four Winds, and it was a course for Four Winds Society on it was more like a health coach type of course for shamanism. And for some reason, I just literally stopped and started crying. And I was like, wow. This has resonated, you know, something has touched my soul. And when that happened, I really stopped. And I said, you know, even after all these years, all the things that I've learned, it's time to really look at this. So being the discerning person that I am, that's taken a while to learn that. I studied the books. I learned about the founder. I took a basic course on the foundations of shamanism and health coaching in shamanism, medicine, and, you know, Indian medicine healing. And I started the Indian medicine course, which was pretty rather large commitment. Since I work full-time as an attorney, I am a real estate attorney, and I service people by helping them get their refis and their new mortgages and their reverse mortgages, that type of thing. And so I said, wow. To commit to this for, you know, it felt like over a year because there were a lot of books that I read before I started the course, and I will go into all of that, but it was a big commitment. And I asked Spirit, I said, you know, Spirit, can I do this? And Spirit said, well, you don't really have a choice, do you? I mean, it's time to do this. So, you know, how would I ever find time for the program? But I did, on my soul's journey. And, you know, if you wonder what I'm looking at, I have a medicine wheel outside my window, and I have birds and squirrels and little critters out there. So I look out there a lot because it brings me a lot of joy. But anyway, I started working diligently for months. I started reading Dr. Alberto Velardo's books, and I did the 10-day cleanse. He has Grow a New Body book, and I lost weight. I've not ever been overweight, but I lost 20 pounds, y'all, 20 pounds, and I got into complete health, totally in complete health. And if I even eat something that has gluten or GMOs in it now, I'm like, choop, I go down. And I can feel it. You know, I can eat a little bit of that because in our world today, how can you not have something that is GMO'd? I mean, even my roses don't even smell with the fragrant rose fragrance because they're hybrids. So anyway, I for sure was wiser, thinner. I actually feel better now than I did when I was in my 20s. So, and I have a PhD in transpersonal psychology from Delphi University here in Georgia, and I'm very proud of them. I love them. They're wonderful people, and I've done years of energy work training, and yet I was gaining wisdom and finding out things in my life, you know, why they worked, why they didn't work. And I just started using the tools that the shamans use. What is so powerful about the shamanic tools is that they've been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years. I'm not an expert on how long, but I know that they've been here and they're consistent. They don't change them to make them easier or better or, you know, more convenient. They use the standard technology and it works. You don't change things that work. I mean, I do energy work with people and they change it all the time because it's like, well, they're changing, you know, things to make them more modern. And that's wonderful. And I know that we do things in the shamanic way differently probably than they did. I mean, I'm not going to sit here in the North Georgia mountains doing mushrooms and I'm not going to have a fire every day or at night. I'd probably have the fire code people come in after me. But anyway, it seemed like in today's world, the ancestral heritage of shamanism has been sort of taken away or just dismissed or whatever. But the shamans honor their ancestral beings. And I think that is something that I learned because we tend to not be with those that are older, like they don't know anything anymore. And sometimes, in most cases, and I know there are always exceptions, but the ancestral beings have wisdom that needs to be kept and shared and remembered. And as a spiritual practitioner for over 40 years, I find incredible value in being a shaman, and I am a shaman. I will talk a little bit more about all the different kinds of shamans, but my life, my contracts, my existence is real now. I feel real. And for that, I am deeply appreciative. Not just for the course, but for the people in the course. They touched my life. These are people that I worked with, that we did coursework with. We exchanged all the different types of procedures. And for that, you really get to share who you are. And you lose that going around the medicine wheel. And we're going to talk a lot about that in the months to come. But you shed all those parts of you that don't serve you anymore. And that's what's so beautiful about being a shaman and teaching shamanism as well as sharing it. So that is the value of having the chance to work with a shaman. And I have worked with numerous shamans, my mentors, of course, in the course, but also those that I studied with because they're incredible shamans. So one of the greatest aspects of being a shaman is that we recognize, as I look out, the power of nature and of the mineral kingdom. I always hold my stone. I have different stones. I have stones everywhere. I have my little shaman bear up there that you can see his little shaman hat. And you know, I honor my bear is my power animal. And I honor the animals and I respect them. And I have to share a quick story when I was about to start the shaman course, but I had not started it. You know, I had not committed to it. And I was sitting at the same desk that I'm at now. And I was looking out my window and I do live in the mountains and I do have a lot of woods around me. And there he was, the bear. He looked right in the window right there. And I was like, I think I got my message. I think I should be doing this course. So it was pretty powerful. I think sometimes that we human beings on this planet do not honor our animals the way that we should and our trees. I mean, people cut down trees. They don't bless them. You know, I know trees have to be cut down. I understand that, but we can bless them. You know, I trim my lawn. I still bless, you know, what I'm doing. And I think that when we look at that, our animal kingdom would not be suffering the way that it is right now. The trees, the flowers, living life, they speak to us. Nature speaks to us. And that's, you don't have to be a shaman to have that happen. It's just that it wakens up that aspect of you that reminds you that it isn't just humankind out here that is in dominion or ruler over all the animals. We're in connection together. We combine together. We work together. So our ability to love and honor nature and the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom is just a big part of my life. I don't know what I'd do without it, actually. I mean, my days of dating, if you may, are over. I've had plenty of that, and I'm so happy just to be with my pets, you know. And I have to share, and he may come up during the show, but when I was on the medicine wheel and we were in Jaguar, which is the west part of the medicine wheel, a stray cat came to us. And my family member named him because he came at Halloween, and it's taken him a while to get used to us, but he's now in the house and a part of our family. So it was quite an experience to have a new pet that just wandered in when we were going through the medicine wheel in the course. So by the way, I work with animals as a shaman. So if you're experiencing troubles with your pet or the pet is having emotional problems, your pet has transcended, crossed over, I can help you with reconnecting with your pet, with the pet soul in a new body. And when I get to the medicine wheel in a few weeks, we'll talk a little bit more about how, how Holland came into our lives with that. But why would a modern day person like yourself go to a shaman today? I mean, you know, do I look like a shaman? No, I probably look like an older individual that, you know, happens to be an attorney who is a parent, who has experienced life in many, 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 many ways. So first off, shamanism is not a religion. Not to me, anyway. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. So folks from all walks of life can utilize the powerful healing tools and techniques brought in by the modern age shaman from the ancestral shamanism without the guilt of feeling like, you know, oh my goodness, I'm violating my spiritual or religious, you know, beliefs or dogma that you may have. You're not, you're helping yourself. That's all you're doing. You're helping yourself. So what is a shaman? What is shamanism? It is a spiritual practice that has been around for cultures around the world since ancient times, and it remains today. Shamanistic practices are very, very practical. They're workable, and they're adaptable to our modern times. So it's like I've done soul retrievals for years. Someone else had done some shaman work and had taught me that. And I learned to do the soul retrieval the way that I want to, and not the way that I want to, but I mean, I learned it the way the shaman, you know, teacher that I had taught me, and it worked better for me. It was very simple. I am a very direct to the point. So if you're going to work with me, you know, I like people that tend to say, hey, let's get it done. Let's do it. And don't beat around the bush. Let's get, you know, let's go through the process and let's get a result. So I can hear, you know, a lot of people saying, yes, but shamans got into that, you know, that herbal drink or that hallucinogenics that helped with healing ceremonies. And I'm not saying that people don't do that. I don't know. But I don't. I don't know. And I'm sure that it worked for them. And it is not a judgment. That's another thing you learn. Don't judge. You don't know what that is. I don't care for that because I just, I'm not into that type of thing. The folks that really got into that type of were, I don't know how, I don't even know how to say it really well, but all the mushroom drinks and everything, you know, I'm not there with them, so I don't know. Most people that work in the shaman area today do not work with that. They, you know, I've known hundreds of shamans and that's not a part of their shaman practice. I've never lived in a jungle. Well, not this life. I've never lived in a jungle, nor have I been a part of any of these kinds of practices, but I know that shamans are working out there in the world today. I know, let's see, I know a shaman that's a librarian. I know a shaman that's a doctor. I know a shaman that's a nurse. I know a shaman that's a teacher. I know a shaman that's simply a wonderful mother, and she's a shaman. And I know, oh my gosh, I can't even think of all the, a drummer. I know a shaman that's a drummer. I know another shaman who's who does hypnotherapy. She's wonderful at that. And so to be a shaman, you basically need to be spiritual. You have to have the commitment and the ability to communicate with the spiritual beings in an unseen and a different realm. In other words, you're connecting at all times in a different realm. And yet you still are here on planet Earth because that's where we are. And if we pretend that we're not, then according to the Buddhist, we really haven't earned that balance of earth, wind, fire, and water. So it's important to have that balance amongst it all. So we shamans believe that we are all spirit, plants, animals, and even the smallest element. And it was fascinating because my daughter did a research paper or some sort of paper or something on that subject in her schooling. And she didn't get a very good mark on it because the philosophy teacher said, no, that's not correct. You know, you don't have a soul, you don't have a spirit when you are in that kingdom. And she, I don't know how she handled it, but I'm sure she did a great job, you know. So, but there was a study that I learned in psychology where they tested the strength of metal that was used in war and in the same metal that was used in peace. And they found that the strength of the metal, and I learned this in psychology when I was in psychology and in college, was stronger when it was for peaceful means. So that, you know, there's a spirit there. There's an energy there that understands, that has some sort of life force, not like you and I have, but there's a spiritual life force that knew the difference, that it was working for peace as opposed to war. And I don't have all the studies on it. I don't get into all of that stuff. You know, if you want to look for the studies on all that, believe me, it's all over probably with Google. When I went to, college, not law school, but college, I don't even know that we had internet. I mean, I'm really dating myself, but that's okay. It's all right. Anyway, a lot of people today use Reiki, and it's a wonderful healing energy, and I too am trained in Reiki. What is the difference? Well, with Reiki, one is working with a specific Reiki energy and a Reiki spiritual channel that channels those energies. With shamanism, I'm working with a wider energy and with the spiritual realm in a way that is uniquely shamanism. And I personally love to combine both of them together. You don't judge and say, well, one works and one doesn't. That's not even what I'm even going at. I'm just saying that you can work together with them because there are things that you do in Reiki that have nothing to do with shamanism in the sense of soul retrievals or destiny retrievals. So my practice is totally distance. Well, most people today, even with all this almost finishing up and going away, but I have found, just like this radio podcast, I guess you would call it video, is that we can communicate as if you are with the person. And I almost really prefer to do healing sessions via Zoom, because then my whole spiritual realm, my whole team, and I combine that with you and, you know, open up sacred space, which I did before the show started, and bring in, the, you know, all of the, you know, mother and the son and all the spiritual guides that help us. And so you don't have to be with someone. And I know that y'all understand this, because when something happens to someone that you love, you can feel it. You don't have to be there with them, distance. And you know, they're learning the quantum energy field now. It's just part of what's going on in our world today, that you don't have to be right next door to somebody. And actually, it's easier sometimes that you don't, because then you don't have a lot of the other entities that you have to clean off and clear off to work, you know, with someone. So one of the things that I have to share with you that's kind of fun is, you know, I used to love to go to this place close to where I live and, you know, get a massage and go to the wet sauna and the dry sauna and all. But when you're working with someone on very close connection with your body, you've got to do a lot of energy work. You've got to clear off their energies, your energies, because we're all beautiful people, yet we pull in energies from life, from experiences, from negative entities and situations that may have occurred in our life. And so we, thanks again to Grow a New Body, which I love that book. If you get a chance to buy it, it's commitment now. I mean, you don't just read it, you actually live it. What's so fascinating, though, is that I have a little house, and I love my little house. You know, I used to have this big house and I had to clean it all the time, but now I have this little house and I love it. And we have a wet sauna, big wet sauna, and it's portable, but it is fabulous, a steam sauna. And then we have this infrared sauna. So, you know, our house looks like a spa already. So we don't have to go anywhere anymore. And with COVID and all that stuff that happened, you don't want to go anywhere. And for a while you couldn't. And so now if you were to come into my home, you would see it's like, it's just natural. It's we go into the sauna every single day and go through healing, because it's so powerful. It's just powerful. So anyway, what is a shaman? Well, I quote from an American psychologist, Stanley Gripner. Shamans are community assigned magico religious professionals who deliberately alter the consciousness in order to obtain information from the spirit world. They use the knowledge and power to help and to heal members of their community as well as the community as a whole. Now, I loved that definition, because that is what people see as what a shaman is. And they do work with their communities, and they do, you know, I'm working with you. I'm doing a community show to help people to understand that shamanism in today's world is very powerful. I mean, it's extremely, you know, powerful. He talked about shamans as the first psychotherapists and physicians, because they really can cut through that core of, you know, you can sit there and talk about something forever. But if you find your contract and you change that contract, and there's the key that I love, change your contract, change your life. And I personally have gone through this. So I don't ever talk about anything that I haven't experienced myself. I have been through, 12, 15 soul retrievals. And every time that I go through them, I find that much more of myself. And now I've gotten so that if I almost can do them, not that I would do them by myself, but I can sense where I would need to go to the soul chambers, and I can find a friend that will help me to get through something that may be, you know, troubling. Dr. Alberto Velardo, with whom I trained, describes a shaman in the following words. The shaman is a self-realized person. She discovers, and he believes in males too now, but this was just his quote, she discovers the ways of spirit through her inner awakening. Pretty powerful, right? Yeah, there's no mystery to it. It's not like they're, you know, got weird little ears or stuff coming out of their bodies or anything. They're just a self-realized person. So a shaman's journey or tracks on behalf of their clients. So, you know, when you think of tracking, you think of hunting, I suppose. Maybe that's where it came from. But you're journeying through space and you're tracking where the energies are in a person's etheric body, if you want, or luminous body, that part of our body that holds the energies from lifetime to lifetime, okay? Now, if you don't believe in past lives, that's okay. It's whatever you held prior to this moment in time is held in that luminous body. And when you can track the energies, see the energies, feel the energies, you can clear them. And when you clear them, you've changed your life. And think about it. I mean, your karma's changed. Your energy's changed. Your connection to other people has changed. And they can even experience the beautiful gifts of the healing that you have gone through as well. So spiritual connections to help create changes in individuals is what a shaman does. It creates a different definition from other practitioners, such as psychic or medium. I'm both. I've done psychic work, and I definitely can communicate those with those who have crossed over, including pets. A medium, such as myself, uses altered states of consciousness as well. But I don't do the same thing with the mediumship that I do with the shamanism. And I could go into journeying while I'm on the radio show. I don't have to go into some psychedelic arena or something. I can go right. I mean, I'm just move on with what I'm doing. And when we're doing psychic work, the only issue that shamans have is that we don't want to advise you. We don't want to tell you what to do because I don't want to pull your karma in. You know, I want to help you and I want to advise you and guide you. But it's important for you to make your own journey because it's your soul. And my former show, BBS for years, was Living Your Soul's Journey. And I love that. You know, we are all living our soul's journey. It's just that if somebody else tells you how to live that soul's journey, and I've done it before, and believe me, I pulled in karma right away with it, and it wasn't comfortable, and I didn't like it. So I have reality that happens, that you definitely can pull in, you know, karma. So, but I went to a psychic at some point in my life, and I'm going to tell you, that psychic, you can say advised, you can use the word guide. They didn't tell me what to do, so I have to give her that. But she said, you know, if in this amount of time, if you do not start working, you will find yourself in a very bad situation. And she didn't use terms quite like that. I mean, I'm being a little bit direct, but basically that's what it evolved into. And she asked me, she said, well, do you know, do you have any training? I'm like, oh no, I don't do anything. She said, well, have you ever been to school? I said, well, yeah, I'm a lawyer. She said, well, then you're going to have to start practicing law. And I said, I don't like being a lawyer. I don't like, you know, the energies of them all. And she said, well, you know, it might be time to find something that you like in there. So, she was very valuable, and to this day, I'm appreciative of her gifts. And I'm going to have a little sip of water now. I'm going to explain to you what this cup is about. I'm going to show you. This is an amethyst. It is a shaman cup that I name my shaman cup, and it has the energy of the amethyst, and it has amethyst all over it. A shaman lady personally made this, and I love it, you know, it actually flavors the water. I mean, you can drink wine out of it. You can drink anything you want out of it, but it has this wonderful flavor to it because it's made out of stones, amethyst stones. So now there are a lot of people in today's world that are looking to find their destiny. What's my purpose? Why am I here? You know, why was I born? It's like I'm born into this world that I don't even know why. I don't fit in. I mean, I know I felt that way. I know other people that have. And the wonderful gifts that shamanism brings is what they call a destiny retrieval, very much like a soul retrieval. A soul retrieval, you change your soul's contract, something that was made in a bad time or made out of a bad decision or a situation that was kind of left there, but it's not really part of your destiny. It's not really who you are. It isn't like an astrologer or a numerologist would say, well, you have a certain destiny. And I agree with that. Yet when you've had a situation, you can change that destiny contract by doing a soul retrieval. And it's very, very, very powerful. And that's what I focus my practice on. I only do them on the weekends now, y'all, because I'm practicing law during the week. But if you're interested, you know, you can go to my info and I will, let's see, if I had some things that I wanted to share with you and I will put them up now. Let's see if I can find that for you. I don't know that you can see them now. I'm not sure what's going on right now, but shamans were used hundreds, if not thousands of years ago. And I think I mentioned that. And shamans recognize the power of animals. I'm not sure that y'all are seeing all of that. But we, it's certainly there. And I will kind of go through this and we will get into this. I'm not sure about all of this, but if I could have my assistant here to help me, I might be able to get some answers on this. But anyway, if you're looking to find your destiny on this planet as to who you were born to be, then a shaman can be your answer through soul retrievals and destiny retrievals. And sometimes when you do talk therapy, it's just quite not enough. You got to get through. You got to get through a talk with your minister. Sometimes says, I'm a minister myself, so I understand. Just doesn't seem to handle it all. And your discussion with your best friend doesn't seem to resolve the problem either. So sometimes it's very important to get down deep into what's going on. And so then a shaman is a specific healer who uses a state of consciousness to enter into this invisible world. So there are these three worlds, and they display spiritual, destiny, emotional, mental, and archetypal healings that are unique to the name shaman. And I'm asking my assistant to help me because I see a picture here that I want to have on here, but I don't see myself anymore. So I'm not sure if I'm actually being on, if I'm actually on the podcast right now or if I'm off someplace else. I am? Yeah, okay. She's helped me. I have a family member that is gifted, very, very gifted at all of this newness that I'm not. So
the green is still on. It's good.
Yeah, okay. Well, she says it's all good. So hopefully you're seeing a picture with all my information on it. I don't know. But I'm learning, you know, I'm of the older school, so I didn't come into this world knowing all of this technology. But when we're looking at the healings, the archetypal healings that are unique to its name, shaman. And so the term shamanism comes from a Machu Tungus, I'm not sure that I'm saying that word shaman. And the noun is formed from the word to know. So that's a shaman is literally one who knows. So the shaman's recorded in historical, ethnographics have included women that are shamans, men, and of course you've heard of medicine women. And even I was just reading everything that, you know, all kinds of individuals of every age from middle childhood onward. So shamans, personally, I know this from a past life that I had as a shaman that I was a young child. So, I understand that, but And there are several kinds of shamans in today's world. It's very important to know this so that you can kind of get a grip of what kind of shaman you might want to go to. One is the unbroken shaman who comes from Peru or other native shaman villages. Now, that would be someone who wears the headdress, just like I have on my Indian shaman bear. And then there are other shamans who come from a traditional shamanic family, but are here to bridge the tradition with the modern Western world. And so they are here like they come from a traditional shamanic family, but they're bridging from the traditional to the modern Western world. And then the third type of shaman, which is what I am, we're called by spirit to help our fellow communities as shamans. I mean, I just, like I mentioned at the earlier part of the show, I saw that ad for the energy medicine course, and I was like, wow, that's me. So possibly, more than likely, you know, some of us were shamans in previous lives and feel the calling to do that again. And, you know, so we've studied, but we haven't necessarily lived in Peru, or, you know, not all of us have traveled to Peru or different areas. It's not that I wouldn't want to, but honestly, I don't go anywhere without my dog. My dog and I are very, very close. So I'm certainly not going to be able to take my dog with me to Peru. So this life probably is not going to be one of those trips there. I'll have to, you know, learn from those. And with Zoom, you know, these wonderful shamans are now teaching some of their courses, and it's really fun. I mean, I get a kick out of it. But why would you go to a shaman? Why would you go to a shaman? Well, there are many reasons. But several stand out. Finding your soul's purpose or destiny. You know, why did I come here? Why is it that this situation keeps happening to me? I can't get my ex-husband, my ex-wife out of my mind. Even though I know we can't be together, I'm still connected in a way that is not healthy. We call that cord cutting. And you have to go through a little bit. You don't just cut the cord. It's not that simple. It's not that you're trying to end the relationship if you have children or family together or whatever. It's not that you're trying to cut the cord in a bad way. You're cutting the sections of life that need to be healed so that you can move on. And that's another reason why you would go to a shaman. You find out why you keep repeating the same patterns in your life, marrying the same person, having the same kind of relationships, having the same problems with your family. Heavens, why do I keep having the same problem with my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my best friend? You know, every time I meet somebody new, it's always the same situation. Yeah, I go to a new house, it's the same situation. Change your contract, change your life. So the other reason would be, you know, why you keep, and this is a big one, and it's why you keep getting sick the same way that your family gets sick. It's an ancestral pattern. It can be, I don't even want to mention all the different types of ancestral patterns, but there are many of them. And sometimes people will say, well, I'm destined to have this situation happen, or I'm destined to have that health issue because my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my grandmother, my, you know, for generations, we've had this situation that has come up. And that's the type of ancestral healing that a shaman can help with. Now, why did I seek out a shaman initially? Well, because I felt like a part of me was missing. I just felt something was gone. And I have done energy work. I'm a certified level 5-4, whatever, spiritual energy. I've done Reiki, and I've done a lot of work as a PhD in transpersonal psychology. I've done past lives. I've done channeling. I've just done a lot. And yet I still felt like there was something missing. And I've just been involved with so much. And I was like, Within a week of studying shamanism, I knew without a doubt why being a shaman was my soul's work this lifetime. And shaman does not interfere with medical or psychological worlds. So if a person has psychological or medical problems, a shaman is not going to sit there and say, I'm going to heal you of that, but they can work on the spiritual aspects of that part of your soul that can help the healing process, but they are not going to interfere with your doctor or your psychologist or your psychiatrist or anyone else. They are only going to work on the spiritual aspects of that situation that you're experiencing. And I hope that I'm making sense out of that when I say that. They're working through the energy world that can bring significant improvements, you know, but they're not going to sit there and do, you know, medicine with you or anything like that. And as an attorney, the one area I see in need of retrievals is in the world of divorce. I did divorces for many, many, many years, and I did juvenile work, and I worked with kids. I worked with their families, their parents. I worked with their grandparents if they were trying to get custody. And I found that when we give our hearts away, we give our lives away. We just give and we give and we say, you know, when it's all over, and sometimes it happens, y'all, that's why there's so many divorces. We just give it and we wonder where it went. You know, we wonder what happened. We never look to see what our real soul connection is. What is our destiny this life? I mean, are we here for freedom? Freedom and being carefree. And then we end up marrying someone who is, wants to be like, connected real strong with you and real, real close with you. And you're like, I'm into freedom. You know, I'm into carefreeness. And yet they're into like, no, we got to be like one, you know, that kind of relationship ain't gonna last very long, y'all. And so you've given your heart away. And that is probably the area that I most understand, because when you say, I give my heart away, wow. I mean, hello. We got to do some work, get that soul back and figure out what happened to it while it was gone, clean it up and get yourself back on target again. So I knew within a week of studying shamanism that that was my soul's work. So, but when we feel empty or we haven't been with the person since the event occurred, the divorce occurred, or we can't get them out of our minds, we can't seem to move on, that's when you know you need either a soul retrieval. Well, first you'd have a soul retrieval, then you would have a destiny retrieval, because the cords have to be, you know, worked on. The soul retrievals have to be worked on. The energies of the chakras need to be worked on. So between spouses, they never seem to heal sometimes. And when you take one spouse and you haven't done these retrievals, then you go to a new spouse, you still got those cords and you still got all those connections from the other one. Then they've got all their connections. And, you know, you've got your I could show you just lineages of lines of connections, and you wonder why. Doesn't happen. I mean, it's like, wow. Some illnesses have a spiritual connection that can respond well with shamanism. Some of these psychological situations are like anxiety, depression, ADHD and addictions, sugar. Oh my gosh, sugar and drugs and alcohol addictions. Whoa. I mean, as a mother of a future psychologist, the first question that comes to my mind is, what is the sign proof that it works? Well, not too many people have done studies due to a lack of financial support on shamanism. Yet shamanism has been around for thousands of years, and those whose experiences have shown that they have found success, I don't think they need scientific proof for that. I mean, much of the understanding has come from anthropologists such as Dr. Alberto, the founder of the Four Winds Society, which trains shamans from around the world. And you know, when knowledge has sustained itself for thousands of years and people have been helped, then, you know, the knowledge is still utilized and has value. Transpersonal psychology is certainly looking into the shamanic healings and the medicine value brought forth from all of these shamanic practices. I mean, the traditions, they're personally, if something works, then it's right for you, correct? I mean, do you have to have a study that shows that it's, you know, yes, it works. Well, oh, okay, you're fine. I knew that. So I'm not the type that is going to look for the scientific proof. I look for whether it works or not. So if it works, it works. I know that there are those of you who will understand that. And some of you will say, well, you know, I got to have proof. And then go for it. You know, that's good. I just not into that, but I do know that it works because Dr. Alberto has done studies on it, and I've learned a lot about his studies. I haven't understood them like he did because he had a scientific background. He was also a psychologist and a medical anthropologist, so he definitely knew that they were working. I can't speak for him, but based on the books that I've read. So how do you explain energy work? How do you explain soul retrievals? When you change your contract, you change your life. I mean, do we really have to have a scientific study to know how it works? For some of you, yes, but for many of you, no. All I know is that my life changed. I'm real. I'm who I am. I'm just happy. You know, I'm not the same person that I was the last time I did the show back on, I think it's been 2 years since I've done a live show on BBS. And I'm just a different person. And so my practice is now on the weekends. I perform soul retrievals, destiny retrievals, destiny readings, shamanic coaching, and consulting. And I have my slide up here so that you can see, you know, how to reach me as far as that goes. Now, one thing I wanted to talk to you about is journeying. You hear a lot about shamans journeying. And I don't know that I explained that well enough, but I want to go into that a little bit because when you journey, you go into the connection with the person that you're working with, and you journey on their soul, their luminous body, their track, the life that they have lived up to the time that they came to see you. And when you're able to do that, you're able to see, feel, however you perceive it as a shaman. Everyone is different. You are able to tune into that person in ways that allow you to help them find that new soul's journey, that new soul contract, the new gifts that are there for them to learn from, so that they don't have the set destiny that could not be changed if they had not had that opportunity to have a soul retrieval and a destiny retrieval. If you can change your life for the better, why not? You know, why not? And it isn't like something that is magical in the sense of, you know, whoa, but it is magical because when you're working with energy and you're working with someone's ability to see the possibilities in their life, not the probabilities. When you're looking at probabilities now, you're looking at what more than likely will happen. So if you were looking at a person who had a family member, no, let's go back further. Let's say that you were working in a traditional way and you were working with someone who had an alcoholic mother, alcoholic grandmother, alcoholic grandfather, and for five generations they had alcoholism in their family. More than likely, your prejudgment, your pre-statement would be this person has inclinations to be an alcoholic. And you're right, they would. Yet, with soul retrievals and with destiny retrievals, you can shift that probability into new possibilities. And that is what is so powerful about working with a shaman, is that you're looking for the new possibilities. And when you have that, that's life, y'all. That's life. That's new opportunities. That's not predestination where it's like, well, there's just no hope. You know, I mean, I got no hope anymore. And when you get to that, it's not a good place to be. So what we do as shamans is we look for the potentiality of what can be. Now, it may be small, but it's potential and it's a possibility. And when you're looking for that, you have life. You have new beginnings and you have new ways of seeing things. So, you know, when I'm looking, when I work with someone, I do a soul retrieval, and we typically, the best way to work is to heal the chakras, make sure they're all working, clear up some of the things that may be affecting you. Then you go into a soul retrieval, a destiny retrieval, and then you do counseling, if you may. You can call it coaching, whatever you prefer, if that resonates with you. And you learn to revisit your soul's reason for being here. And then you get a plan and an action. And then, you know, you're not doing it in a vacuum. You've already cleared out the energy that stopped you. There's your key difference. You're dealing and clearing away in your retrievals, your soul and destiny retrievals. And then when you're beginning your new life, you don't have that baggage anymore. You don't have that energy anymore. And it's so much easier, y'all. It's a lot easier to work in the new possibilities, the new potentialities, when you don't have the old energies, the old contracts, the old ways of thinking about things. And yes, we can change our karma. We can change our karmic records, and we can make life better for ourselves and for those around us. Now, you may be saying, well, she's talking about her, you know, a person all the time. We have to begin with ourselves. We, you know, we can go out and help the world, but if we're dealing with ourselves and we make ourselves better, we're going to make the world better as well. So just, you know, contemplate that this week. And I'm going to be back in 2 weeks. I do a show every other week, and I wish I could do them every week. My work schedule is extremely blessedly busy, and I'm able to serve people in other ways as well. And I also want to just remind you that I do work with pets. So I love pets. They touch my soul. And when I go to do the work that I do in the legal world, people say, well, you know, I'll put my dog up. And I'm like, no. I come here, you know, mainly to meet the dogs because I love them so much. And, you know, I have a mark on my arm from where a dog was so excited, he jumped up on me. And, you know, the lady was all upset. And I'm like, no. The dog is just, you know, being happy. You put a Band-Aid on it. It's fine. It's not a big deal. I mean, the dog was beautiful. So, but I just want to thank you for being with me this evening, Shamanic Lawyer. My name is Dr. Vicky. Come visit me on my website. Be sure and come back to BBS Radio Station 1 at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I think it's 2 weeks. It's every other week. And you can go on to my site, on my website, as well as BBS, and I'll have little notations about it. I will have some people to come visit. We'll have some guests. So I'm excited about that. So until we meet again, all my relations, aho. Good night. Are you ready to find your soul's destiny? Or find out why you keep feeling like something is missing in your life? Listen to Shamanic Lawyer with Dr. Vicky. She'll give you insights and destiny readings to help guide your life in abundant ways. Change your contract, change your life. Tune in to Shamanic Lawyer every week on Station 1. Thanks for listening.